today I'm excited because I have a very special guest with me, and that is Jordan Sullivan. She is the traditional choir and orchestra director here at Fraser Church, and we're going to talk about gratitude. Thank you for being with me.
I'm excited.
Yes. Well, whenever it comes to this topic of gratitude, one of the reasons why I wanted you to come in is because you always have a smile on your face. And I think in many ways you embody gratitude and live that out as an example for us. But I want to start by asking kind of big softball question. You can answer it any way you want to, obviously. And that is, why is gratitude important to you personally?
So when you asked me about gratitude, I thought, oh, that's just what we do. That's how we live. That's mm-hmm. how we feel. So I Googled gratitude, okay? Mm-hmm. This is what came up. Gratitude is the quality of being thankful, readiness to show appreciation for, and to return kindness. Mm. And that last part is what really stuck with me. And I, you know, could be to a fault. I am a glass half full. I mean, I will have a really big idea. I don't know how I'm going to get there, but I'm going for it. And mm-hmm. Oh, and we can totally do it. Can you sing? Come sing, you know.
Yeah.
But my favorite thing is to return it.
Yeah.
To see somebody and to just give them a smile. And the more you hear, oh, you always have it, like what you just said, you always mm-hmm. have a smile on your face. And you're like, well, I hope I do. I have the joy of the Lord.
Yeah.
You know, so it just... It's natural to me, but I'm happy that we're taking time just to talk about intentional gratitude is mm-hmm. kind of where I'm coming from.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like that idea of returning it to someone else as well. And like I said in the beginning, I think in many ways this is a quality of the Christian life mm-hmm. that we overlook many times.
Mm-hmm.
And we can... over-spiritualize some things mm-hmm. about our faith and emphasize those things. But this one basic one is so important, so much so that in 1 Thessalonians 5:18, it actually says that gratitude is God's will for us.
Mm-hmm.
Because that verse says, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. And there are only a few times in which Scripture says, this is God's will for you.
Mm-hmm.
But connected to gratitude, this is one of them. And so let me ask this question, and that is, what Bible verses or Bible stories, or it could be other stories, inspire gratitude in you?
I actually had that verse,
1
Thessalonians on my paper. But also, last year I gave this verse to our choir just at the beginning of the year, and it's 1 Corinthians 10:31. Mm. So whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do all to the glory of God. And every single Sunday before we go out, I don't know, sometimes you're back there, sometimes you're not, but mm-hmm. we pray, may every word spoken, every word sung, every note played be glorifying to you.
Mm-hmm.
But I try to wake up and say, Lord, may every breath that I take today, may every step that I take, everything I do, be glorifying to you.
Mm-hmm.
So that is one of my, you know, wake up and pray things. But yeah.
Thank you so much for being a part of this conversation today with our guest, Jordan Sullivan. Please tune back in tomorrow to hear the rest of the conversation.